The main objective is to provide young people with work experience that we know it's highly valued in the labor market. So especially in countries where the education and training system doesn't have components that provide work experience, it's a good bridge to smooth the transition from school to work, to act as a gateway for young people in the world of work. Of course, when the situation becomes quite dramatic, as it is right now in terms of employment prospects for young people due to the global financial crisis, in some cases what happens is that internship periods get, let's say, extended, or in some cases young people move from one internship to the other. You know, you get into a spiral of different internships.
So does the ILO have rules for how internships should be conducted?
No, there are no rules on how to conduct internships, because in principle these are based on an agreement between the intern and the institution hosting the interns. But increasingly there have been concerns in several European countries of a basic standard for conducting internships, to the point that this has been brought to the attention, for instance, of the European Union, and the European Parliament have started to develop a framework for internships and traineeships. But the recommendation would be that going into the very nature of these schemes is that they are limited in time, and of course that young interns and also the hosting institution keep the learning objectives as the main objective of the internships, and not that interns replace core workers.
So what kinds of opportunities does the ILO identify as appropriate for job training for young people? Should interns always be paid?
It depends on the agreement between the parties. This is also the policy that the International Labour Organization has. Many young interns who come here and contribute to the work of the ILO have to sustain living expenses, as they have to establish in another city and in another country. In that case, the ILO provides them with a stipend during the internship period.